Businesses and households in St. Vincent and the Grenadines are being advised on the importance of having a fire safety plan in the event of a fire.
It is of paramount importance to have a fire safety plan for you and your staff, and everybody must know about that so that in the case of a fire, persons can evacuate the building quickly and safely as possible. So it's very, very important to have a fire safety plan. Very important. At your home, at the workplace, businesses, very, very important.
In an interview with NBC News, Inspector of Police and Non-Commissioned Officer NCO in charge of the Kingston Fire Station, Mark Ellis, is urging Vincentians to become aware of the different classes of fires and the different stages a fire is in. He says this way, persons can know how to proceed in ensuring their safety and to have the best possible outcomes in the event of a fire.
Well, we have five classes of fire. Class A, which involves ordinary solid combustibles like wood, paper, cloth. For that, we can use water to extinguish that sort of fire. And then we have Class B fire, which involves flammable or combustible liquids and gases. Example is gasoline, kerosene, diesel fuel. For this, we have to use foam, or we can use dry chemical, we can use dry powder. Class C, electrical fire, current, energized electrical equipment. You don't want to use water on this class of fire. What we normally advise, if you can get to your breaker, then you can shut down the breaker, and then you can treat the fire as a Class A or Class B fire. So again, you don't want to use water on this class of fire, because we know water is a good conductor of electricity. All right? Then we have Class D fire, which is metals. You have to use a special kind of extinguisher, the dry chemical extinguisher. You can use that, or even the dry powder extinguisher on this class of fire. And then we have Class K fire, what we describe as kitchen fire. For this kind of fire, is a special kind of extinguisher, wet chemical extinguisher you can use with this kind of fire.
Ellis shares some advice for persons in the event of a fire.
Once there's a fire, we normally advise for you to evacuate as quickly as possible. Some persons tend to try and secure their personal belongings and that sort of thing, and then you find the fire gets out of control. You don't have time. So what we normally advise is to evacuate the property, your home, as soon as possible. And we also advise that you call the fire brigade as soon as possible. Because what we notice these days, a lot of people, once there's an incident of a fire, they normally try to extinguish the fire for themselves. Nothing is wrong with that. If you have a garden hose there, you can try to do something, or a fire extinguisher, you can try to do something until the fire brigade comes on the scene. But it's of paramount importance that you inform the fire brigade as soon as possible so that we can get there as quickly as possible and you evacuate as quickly as possible.
Inspector Ellis says one of the most common fires in households across St. Vincent and the Grenadines are Class A. However, he notes that there is a recent frequency in electrical fires.
Sometimes you could have all classes of fire in one fire. But most of the time we have Class A fire, which is ordinary stuff. Wood, paper, and cloth. These are the most common classes of fire we have today, Class A fire. What we normally advise fire in the homes is to be careful in terms of what you have around the house. Because of late, we have noticed a lot of electrical fires happening when it comes to house fires. So what we normally advise, you know, sometimes some persons have wiring done a long, long time ago. So we advise if you can get that done over, you know, check your wiring for loose wires, or have an electrical inspector come in and check your stuff and so on to make sure everything is in order. Also, we normally advise if you have like bushes too close to your house, because sometimes these days we have a lot of bushfires. Trim the bushes and so on. If you're going to light fire, make sure you have a garden hose. And you don't want to have combustible materials too close to open fire source. Like if you have your stove, you don't want to have your curtain too close to that.
Furthermore, Ellis is urging Vincentians to proceed with caution around fires since their safety comes first. However, in the event of an electrical fire, when possible, turn off the electrical breaker and to never use water. Inspector Ellis is also reminding motorists to safely move their vehicles to the side of the road so that the fire brigade trucks can pass while heading to the scene of fires.
So that's what we normally advise, and you know, you keep a garden hose around the house, you can keep a bag of sand. If there's a fire, you can use this sand to extinguish the fire. That can take away the oxygen and that can kill the fire, smother the fire. And I'm saying to you, when the fire appliance is coming, the siren is sounding, to try and pull off so that the fire appliance can have a free passageway to pass so that we can get to the fire scene as quickly as possible. We know our roads are narrow, but we are just asking still if you can just pull aside safely so the fire appliance can pass and we can get to the fire scene as quickly as possible.
Inspector of Police and NCO in charge of the Kingstown Fire Station, Mark Ellis. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.